Well, the Hope Starts Here Challenge is our annual fundraiser and community awareness event. This is the beginning, May is the beginning of Brain Tumor Awareness Month. And so the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center, we want to get the word out about brain tumors. And so our big event, it's got a little something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a casual walk, bike ride for families. There's competitive events, everything from 5 and 10Ks, half marathon to what has been, I think, is still the Upper Peninsula's only duathlon, which is a run and then a bike and then a run again. And so it's a lot of fun. A lot of people come out and enjoy the event. And then afterwards, we have lunch.
And it's a really good awareness for a good awareness push for the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center. Dr. Rovin, a little history. I mean, how many years has this been going on now, this particular event?
This is our eighth year.
Hmm.
And it grew from just over 100 people to now we're hoping for 600 or more.
Wow.
Last year was our largest event with over 550. Participants.
And registration's looking pretty good right now?
Registration's looking really good. We were worried for a while with our late spring, but it's really picked up in the last few weeks, and we're very excited.
There's hardy runners and walkers, and they do it for a good cause, too.
It's a great cause. It really resonates with the community, and really, no matter the weather, we're always surprised and pleased. The day of registrations come streaming in, whether it's sunny or cold or snowy. So we're very fortunate to live in a community with a bunch of like-minded youpers.
Well, what is the process if somebody does want to get registered to do that?
Well, we'll be at Lakeview Arena. We'll be there at 7 a.m. The registration, if you want to register day of, just show up at 7 a.m. or later. The competitive events start at 8 a.m.
Okay.
So if you want to do one of the competitive events, be there before 8 to register. The leisure walk ride is at 10:15, and we'll register people right up to the time we start. So,
and that's this Saturday morning is where it's happening at Lakeview Arena.
Right, and there's also online registration that will stay open until Friday morning at 11. And that's through Superior Timing, and you could find the link on our website.
Okay. And the website would be through Marquette General or?
You can get there through Marquette General or also through our own website, which is hopestartshere.org.
Talking about the Hope Starts Here Challenge, which of course is coming up this Saturday. It's an opportunity for you to help out the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center. And let's just start there with a little bit of basic information about it. Dr. Wynn, from your standpoint at through Northern and Marquette General, a great opportunity here. But what exactly is the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center?
Well, the Brain Tumor Center is a collaboration between NMU and Marquette General. As you said, we're in our eighth year now, and it's an opportunity for us to educate people about brain tumors. At NMU, much of our role is we conduct research looking at some of the basic science behind brain tumors. And so we're looking at questions like, how is it that brain tumors are able to suppress the immune system? Mm-hmm. Or why is it the brain tumors, particularly the most aggressive kind, always come back? And so we have a team of very dedicated researchers that are looking into those questions and have been quite successful.
And how does that work with Marquette General then, and how does it tie in, Dr. Rovin?
Well, it forms a really unique opportunity, as Dr. Wynn said, for our students to have access and meet patients and families. That becomes a real motivating factor for them. And it really is also a good thing for our patients to see that we're participating in this sort of research that really has been accepted on a national and international level. We've had students present their work throughout the United States and in Europe, and it's important for our patients to know that here in Upper Michigan, we are really on the cutting edge of brain tumor research, and that also translates into some of the things that we're doing on the clinical side, where we are really setting the stage for some very exciting surgical mm-hmm. innovations. And part of the reason we've been able to do that is because we do have this strong community support. We have a very active and passionate brain tumor community, and that has opened a lot of doors on the clinical end for us.
I actually wanted to ask you about that. With 8 years of this going on and 8 years of this particular event and with the Brain Tumor Center, it's probably been some interesting stories that you've heard, especially at the day of the races and the competitions.
Sure. As we were chatting during the break, it's amazing how many people have been touched by brain tumor, friends, family, loved ones, and people come up to us all the time and say, you know, I'm racing in support of this person or that person. And it's grown so much. It's not just because of the getting out and doing a 5K. You could do a 5K anytime. It's,
sure.
I think it's really the cause that is really resonating with our community. And we're just so humbled by the support that the community has shown. It's just grown by leaps and bounds over the years.
Yeah, it is. It's I think it's a vote of confidence and a good, and it's probably become a very, very good learning tool for the students, hasn't it?
It has become a great learning tool, and it's an opportunity that the students at most universities don't get. It's fairly unique and gives them a chance not only to learn some really good science, but that the collaboration that they get with patients and patients' families adds a layer that we normally wouldn't get.
So to wrap up this morning, what time do things get going over at Lakeview on Saturday morning?
So on Saturday morning, registration begins at 7. The half marathon starts at 8, followed with a duathlon at 9, 10K and 5K at 10, family fun walk and bike ride at 10:15. At 11:30, we'll have lunch.
And, of course, the websites to get registered on, Dr. Rovin?
HopeStartsHere.org.